you've analyzed the July and August rainfalls, and there have been some pretty wide disparities. Tell me what's going on here. Why are some parts of our state getting absolutely drenched and flooded as they were about 2 weeks ago, and others are just dry as a bone? What's happening?
Well, that's right. It's been an interesting summer so far here in Missouri. We've had some huge precipitation disparities across the state, and generally it's a north to south sort of situation where July was, overall the numbers come out about normal, but it was anything but that when you look at the precipitation patterns. We typically, though, northern Missouri received anywhere from about 1 to maybe perhaps as much as 3 inches of rainfall, but numbers increased 3 to 6 inches across southern Missouri. But there were some localized impacts as well, where some counties received quite a bit more or quite a bit less. But overall, the trend was drier across northern Missouri and wetter across southern sections, and that sort of situation has continued into the month of August. In fact, it's especially notable in who's been getting the rain and who hasn't. We have some locations up in northern Missouri that have received no measurable precip for August, and we're into the third week of August almost, and it's very dry across northern Missouri. Whereas on the flip side, you know, parts of southern Missouri, we've seen some historic flooding across parts of south central sections. Anywhere to 15 to more than 20 inches of rain has fallen over parts of southern Missouri, and so it's incredible to think that a two-hour drive to the north from southern Missouri into northern Missouri, we go from extreme wetness, historic flooding, to a drought across northern Missouri. And so I think what also has been unusual about the huge precipitation disparities, also we've had some cool temperatures, which has helped out a little bit in regard to minimizing or lowering evaporative rate potential. But the crops are feeling the stress because we've gone many weeks across northern parts and even parts of central Missouri with little precipitation. And even with the cool temperatures, there's really no moisture, not much left for the crops to tap into. And we're starting to see the stress results of that with, of course, some firing of the corn. Some of the leaves are curling, and the soybeans have slowed their growth. And so we are seeing a situation evolve of a pretty serious drought and an agricultural drought impacting northern parts of the state, where on the flip side, of course, southern Missouri has seen some historic rainfall. So just very unusual this year when we look at the haves and the have-nots.
And, of course, the dry part of the state is the part of the state where the best farmland is, the best cropland is.
Right. We have a lot of cropland up in northern Missouri, and we're seeing some of the stress, especially north central parts of the state. Some of the north central counties, I know Kirksville has received a trace of precipitation for the month of August. There were a few storms earlier over the weekend that impacted the northwestern corner of the state, which helped out a bit with some one-half to even as much as over an inch reports across some of the far northwestern counties. But as you go east across northern Missouri, they missed out, especially some of the north central counties. I know there were some precipitation reports across some of the border counties between Iowa and Missouri, but a little further south into north central parts of the state, they missed out, and we're still seeing some significant drought stress impacting that part of the state.
Now, just 2 years ago, the situation was pretty much reversed. They were having massive flooding and a lot of rain up in northern Missouri, and southern Missouri was locked into a multi-year drought. What's flip-flopped on us here?
Well, this year, the weather patterns have been a little bit strange. In July, we had a blocking pattern where we had ridges of high pressure out in the mid-Atlantic known as the Bermuda High, and then we had a strong ridge of high pressure across the southwestern U.S., and in the meantime, during a couple weeks in July, we had an upper-level low that literally moved westward out of Ohio into Missouri and brought us some somewhat cool temperatures. Again, July was a month with below normal temperatures. We're about 2 degrees below normal for that month. And we had occasional scattered chances of thunderstorm activity that impacted the state in July. Then in August, we've had a situation where we've had an area of low pressure up in northeastern Canada. We've had an area, a strong ridge over the southwestern United States, and we've been in what's deemed a northwesterly flow pattern where we've had these disturbances that move in the upper airflow. We've also had a stationary front earlier in the month that resided from Kansas on across southern Missouri. We had a nice flow of Gulf of Mexico moisture come up into Missouri, and it was the interaction of that surface frontal boundary, the Gulf of Mexico moisture, disturbances moving in along the northwesterly flow pattern that brought some widespread significant rainfall across southern sections of the state. But then you only have to go a little bit further north into northern parts of the state where you're out of that, where that frontal boundary no longer resides, and we didn't have a catalyst to spark showers and thunderstorms. And so day in and day out, southern Missouri was getting frequent shower and thunderstorm activity, whereas northern Missouri was missing out on that. And so that's where we've seen these huge disparities emerge across the state here in the summertime. And it's just incredibly notable just to see 15 to 20 inches of rain just in the month of August alone across southern parts of the state, whereas 2 hours to the north, we have not a drop of rain that has fallen in some counties across north central Missouri.
Is all of this just random from year to year, or is there a way that you can look at some trends elsewhere in the world to see what's going to happen a year from now, for example?
No, not really. When we look at some of the historic patterns, and take, for example, last year we had a historic drought impact the entire state of Missouri. In fact, not only Missouri, but surrounding states, everywhere from Colorado eastward to Ohio, we saw some widespread drought impacting much of the middle part of the country. And then what happened last year has no bearing whatsoever on what's going to happen the following growing season. We can look back through climate records and see many examples of that, where we go from one extreme to another, from one growing season to the next. And I can think back in 1980, of course, here in Missouri, we had a heat wave. We had a drought period during the growing season in 1980. And then the growing season of 1981 turned out to be one of our wettest growing seasons on record. So there's no real strong indicator of what we witnessed, say, last year and what's going to happen this year. And we're seeing just this year the sign has been it's been a fairly cool summer, and it's been a one where we've seen some droughty conditions across northern parts of the state versus some widespread flooding that has impacted southern parts of Missouri.
Do you see in your studies any indication that things are going to improve in the northern part of the state between now and corn harvesting season in October or so?
That's a great question. I can basically share, unfortunately, the next week or so, I don't see any relief in sight for northern parts of the state. There really is no indicator of any sort of widespread significant rainfall over the next 7 days across pretty much the entire state of Missouri. And, of course, that doesn't help anything. And the further out you go, there are some indications that, and I'll share with you what the Climate Prediction Center is saying with respect to temperature and precipitation patterns. There's a little bit of uncertainty with regard to what's going to happen with our temperature in the month of September, and so they've given equal chances for above, below, and near normal temperatures. But they are indicating an enhanced likelihood of above normal precipitation as we go through the month of September. And so that's, you know, perhaps one that it would be nice if it would verify, but again, we need the rain now. It's right now where the soybeans they can still benefit from some rainfall, and perhaps some of the late planted corn could benefit as well. But right now, the short term indicators are really not showing any widespread rainfall, but they are indicating some above normal temperatures, and so that will increase the evaporative rate as we look at these warmer temperatures over the next several days.